that.
Let's just get this over with.
Everything comes up, but the bat's not there. So it's a problem on their administration side.
That's because they know we're in there.
Okay.
Nope, yeah.
All right, so Milford Township's doing something again. Let's get rid of the map.
Huh? Get rid of the map.
But they did. They got, I'm in the
Page is blank.
County site, and page is blank now. The map is gone.
How is something this small?
All right, looks like it's coming from the rental farm.
We're not gonna deal with that.
Turn it off!
Okay. Pike County Light and Power update. Why is that?
Oh, I had that. I just...
All right, guys, let's get on the game here.
All righty.
Pike County Light and Power update.
They had come in about, I think it was it before our joint meeting? And he was talking about running the power from MedEd down to Milford to backfeed, so we had two ways to feed from. And he said the MedEd power stations, the electric would be a lot cheaper, but they had a problem with PennDOT. PennDOT wanted them to move the poles back to 50 foot off the center of the road. So I got in touch with PennDOT and I said, look, you have the poles in the middle of houses, you can't do that. And I got ahold of the guy that's in charge. He says, are they doing anything to the poles? I said, no, they're just adding a line, because they don't even need a permit. So I got them in touch with them. They don't need a permit. They can run those lines. That's why we'll have less power outages.
That's gonna go all the way up to a little walker then?
Yep.
That MedEd station?
Yep.
Well, I think they're a little gun shy because there's been some issues with the property over here where they moved the poles. So
where are you talking they're having a problem with?
Going up Route 6 to the MedEd station.
Yeah.
PennDOT, whoever they spoke to, told them they had to move the poles back 50 feet from the center of the road in order to do it. So when I got ahold of them, I said, it's ridiculous. On our end, you got houses, you got driveways, there's no way you can move them back. And the guy agreed, and he said, well, what are they doing? Are they adding to the poles? I said, no. Are they changing anything? I said, no, they're adding a line. Don't even need a permit for that. Come call me. And I called Ed, Ed called him, they said, no, you don't need a permit.
So they want to run a line up here?
No.
But at the same time, that First Energy project that they're talking about starting this year is gonna run up Route 6 too.
What First Energy project?
The extension of that First Energy line that's coming, supposed to come through the Quinlan.
Oh, yeah, it's gonna be up to the same place.
Yep, yeah.
Yeah, it's going up to the same place.
That's why they're upgrading some of that.
They're saying the rates that they're paying now are Con Ed rates to O&R.
Oh, yeah.
And if they already got the agreement with MedEd, and they said it's gonna be a lot cheaper.
So they're gonna run a separate line on top of the other line?
Yep.
Bottom. I should keep using the word, but the bottom line is some of the upgrade, they're gonna get the new contractor to pay for. So they wanna get on it at the same time, is what I'm getting.
Makes sense.
Right, so.
But I just wanted to update you on that. That's why that was on the agenda.
Okay.
So everybody's aware of what's going on.
Short-term rentals.
That's the first time I'm seeing that.
Okay.
So.
Is that something that, here's the question, is that something that we really are interested in pursuing, or are we gonna leave it alone?
We haven't had a problem with it, and it's my fault we're even talking about it.
I think he answered your question.
I thought we had addressed it with the cottages. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I thought we had it in there already, and we were just gonna leave it alone. Once we realized that we had...
It's all conditional use in residential.
Right.
And
take it off the list. There's been nothing since Rachel made her comments, right?
We haven't pursued it anymore, but that's, you know, so.
And, me, as one, even as one of the supervisors, I wasn't looking forward.
How much benefit with the townships that you represent that have done a short-term rental portion
financial
of their
benefit?
Ordinance? Huh?
Financial benefit?
No. Has there, it would they be just as well off without it?
The answer, like up in Lackawaxen, the answer is no. Because I have Mass Topen and community associations that want it, and they're regulated, and it helps the neighbors around. For Delaware Township, again, the answer is yes, it's helped, because it prohibited certain districts that they didn't want it in. So it helped that way. But I've only had two townships I'm doing that. I will tell you, in Wayne County, I represent associations, and Judge Meir, God bless him, blew every restriction out and said you can rent to anybody at any time. God bless. No,
well, he's a man with property rights.
Yeah, complete property rights. That was the end. So, and we just haven't had a decision made by Judge Gunn or Judge Chellock, so no one's pushed the envelope. There's one association that's pushing it, but it hasn't gotten close to a decision yet.
I mean, we have unique properties in residential and low growth that could absolutely have it without any problems.
Yeah, but Kevin, here's the answer I give. Like,
yeah, but that's controlled by the design.
If we ever wanted to do a reassessment.
But conditional use.
Yeah.
I always say, yeah, you do that the minute all the residents are demanding it. I think the same premise for short-term rentals. Is your township demanding regulation on it? Is anybody here screaming that they don't like short-term rentals, or there's people making too much? You don't have any of that. So, do you need it? If no one's complaining, there's no issue. And that's not a legal question at that point.
Anybody saying anything?
Well, I mean, the only devil's advocate would be to say that, you know, if anybody, do we want to get ahead of it? But
well, that was that's why I brought it up.
I honestly don't know that we do. I mean,
we don't.
I think that we should. Ultimately, I think that we should be ahead of it, but I also am with Tom that we're not having any problems. Where are we going to... I can foresee...
And what areas would we potentially have problems that it's not controlled by a conditional use? Because, like Bob said, it's going to be controlled by a conditional use no matter what. So
anything that comes through in short-term rental is...
Except for the DD. DD is not a conditional use. Low growth area and residential is.
And it's written that way.
Yep.
Okay. So, all right, then that's good enough for me.
I mean, it says housekeeping cottages.
Right.
The reason I brought it up is, did we want to just change that to short-term rental? That's all.
I'd leave it alone.
I mean, the definition of housekeeping cottages is short-term rental. It's 1 to 30 days.
Listen, short-term rental is a Pike County interpretation. There's no statute that says short-term rental.
No?
No.
Okay.
The 30-day short-term rental started up in Palmyra Township of Pike County, less than 30 days. They came up with that. And all the other townships everybody's been picking up. I'll give you $1 million if you find any statute that says a short-term rental is defined as 30 days or less.
Oh, that's...
Ordinance, I'll give you. But find me a statute that says a short-term rental is 30 days.
So then we're covered by applying housekeeping cottages
to it.
Yeah,
you're fine.
Okay. So that's
good enough.
That's good enough for me.
It's good enough for me too.
All right.
Man, am I sorry I brought it up.
No, I think it's a good thing to know about. I think
it was something we got to picker about for like 8 months.
Yeah.
Right.
It was freaking great.
The other side of that is when it...
I'm worried about you, Ray.
You're worried about me.
You're working too hard.
Nobody knows the trouble I see.
So, the next item is dispensaries.
It's the highlight of my life right now.
It is. It is obvious with the current political will. And from the statements recently from our governor, our esteemed Governor Shapiro, that they're going to fold into the same as our neighboring states. There's too much revenue in it, so we're going to have to cope with it.
Yeah, we are.
I have a couple questions about this. I don't think that we should do an ordinance just for dispensaries. I think that we should just cover the whole industry. And if there's growing facilities, we need to decide where we want to have them and what we're going to do and put that in. Because
my answer is pull my Delaware Township ordinance. I did it all.
Okay.
I did. I mean, that's not great.
Wasn't that the one that was just here?
Yeah, it's the one I gave you. I think, yeah, we did both. We did dispensary, we did growth, we, you picked the district.
No, I mean, I thought it was right here in front of us.
It should be at the end, I guess.
It's from Delaware, I think.
Yeah.
Yep, it's in the end. So.
Yep.
Oh, here it is.
Underneath the shotgun.
I'll just look through it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's gonna become a business whether.
Yeah, I did that.
Whether you want it or not.
We passed it.
Ban on 206. 6 AM till 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, yeah.
Jumbo land every day, a big purple weed bus.
Didn't we read this already?
Yep.
Didn't you send this to?
Yeah, it's like a food truck.
Yeah.
They open up the side of it and.
There's people waiting there, 6 o'clock in the morning for that bus to open.
And then it sort of sat there.
The other day I saw an old school bus converted parked and I said, come on.
I mean, if you're gonna do something with that, then that would fall with the rest of the stuff that must be done in the building.
My one question.
Gotta be breaking more, I mean.
Do we do it before they pass it in the state or should we wait and see?
Well, we decided we were gonna wait and see what the state came up with.
And see what the state came up with and then dovetail do it.
Yep. No, I'm just putting it out there. I mean, I think the major concerns would be, like they're saying, there's a pop bus that sits at Jumbo Land and people wait for it in the morning to open. I think we'd want it to be a brick and mortar building or.
But I would argue that's identical to a food truck.
It is. No, it's set up just like.
It's set up just like.
It is a food truck that they turned into a weed bus.
In this township, don't we?
Huh?
We regulate food trucks.
Yes, we do. But I mean, the biggest thing would be that it not be near the school, of course, and.
Yeah, but you see now.
Stuff like that.
Well, Milford Township isn't anywhere near the school anyway, so we don't have as far as.
That's right, we don't have a school here.
Yeah, so.
All right. I told you, I might have hit my head when I fell. Leave it alone.
I got you, Bob.
But here's my question, and this is standard language in alcohol ordinances and all this other stuff. And marijuana facilities shall not be located within 1,000 feet of the property line of public or private school, daycare center, playground, park, church, synagogue, library, camp, amusement park. What's the reasoning?
Moral standards that you're not telling.
From who? By what?
What do you mean by who?
From the public.
From who? By what?
Public standards that you don't want anything bad too close to the kids, you know. Or to an area that you feel should.
Yeah, but half of their parents.
So you're not gonna.
Wait a second, half of their parents do two bongs before they.
But I'm not the judge of that. That's not the issue. You know, it's just a standard.
So you wanna take out the convenience? You wanna make it less convenient for them? I mean, they could drop their kids off, walk next door.
Well, guys, if you remember in the 50s, they had a ton of ordinance, like you couldn't have a bar next to a church.
But the 60s?
You know, okay, so it's just sort of the same standard.
Not in Pennsylvania, because I mean.
No, you weren't supposed to have them.
Yenling's right next to the church. Yeah, they can pass the beer out.
I'm just telling you, that's not sure. You should be next to the church. So that's what we say, the shortest standard.
Okay, so.
You don't want it too close to the kids. It's marijuana. It's a drug. You don't want it next to the parks. You don't want it next to a church.
But it's a legal drug at that point.
Yeah.
So.
So if you're talking about.
But you gotta look at it this way. Not for nothing.
Sure.
Legal marijuana is a commodity now. It's something that you could buy at a pharmacy. So you can't have a pharmacy next to a synagogue? I mean, that's how they're treating it now. It's medical. I mean, you're gonna tell Allentons you can't? You know what I'm saying? I'm just, here I am.
I get it. My answer to you is it's up to you as a township.
But that's what I'm saying. Like the 1,000-foot thing, I'm
okay.
I mean, I know we're not discussing it right now, but I'm just telling you right now, I'm not on board with it.
Okay.
Well, no, see, this
I'll tell you right now.
Ready when it's time.
It's a product for sale when it becomes legal. How can you limit it to? I mean, okay, we have some morality standards and stuff like that, but it's become so accepted that you're going to get more you're gonna get more pushback from that regulation than you can imagine.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Okay. I'm just not defending it.
No, well,
see, I've never understood the
rationale.
The rationale truly for alcohol or this or is because you know when do parents get responsible enough to tell their children that this stuff's going to happen anyway?
Yeah, they just convicted a lady under that theory for the guns. I think they got her for involuntary manslaughter under your theory.
Well,
that's the answer.
Yeah, well, that's a gun. Good.
Right. Well, that's legal too, right?
Well, yeah, it's a commodity. Yeah, but I mean, it's the you know, it's a deadly force thing.
Yeah,
it's
but,
a little different.
But it's allowing a minor to have a gun that you shouldn't have. You didn't recognize the potential harm. You didn't do anything about it, so they prosecute her and convict her. I could make marijuana is a drug. It could have an impact on younger kids. They shouldn't have it. But, you know. Alcohol.
Well, yeah, they shouldn't have it because there's a minimum age requirement for purchase, just like anything
like
else.
Alcohol,
if they want it, they're going to get it.
No, that's not the law. The law is they're not supposed to get it. Right?
I'm not talking the law. I'm not talking the law. I'm talking about personal interests.
Yeah, but you're supposed to base your ordinances on the assumption they're going to be honorable citizens.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. But you just made my point. You're supposed to base your ordinances on honorable citizens.
Law abiding, we still don't want to tempt children next to a school, next to the children. Yeah. Guys, you can do whatever you want.
No, I know. I'm just pointing out how we do this.
Meet me on the corner and I just found mom's stash.
Yeah, I equate marijuana to gambling. Remember when Pennsylvania gambling's bad, and then they look, wait a minute, New Jersey's making money, New York's making money. Well, gambling's not so bad. Can't you see this coming with marijuana?
There's too much money.
That's too much money.
Too much money.
I agree with you.
Biggest thing is the
588 million in tax revenue.
All talks about medical.
It's nuts.
It's going to be recreational.
And I believe it. I'm sure
yeah, everybody's done. Making it.
But I would argue with you, you're going to save a ton of money.
Well, they try out the medical, and then it all goes to rec later on.
Well, yeah.
I lived in Colorado.
Oh, with our investigations with deaths,
with the boom,
we haven't looked at anybody else for marijuana for 20 years in Colorado. We haven't even. We leave it sitting on the table. Yeah. Just like, you know,
what town was it started in?
Hey.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
Well, there's
it's
four pounds.
That's what the Denver.
It's been that way for 20 years.
Then I think what we should do is go through the zoning ordinance. Get rid of a lot of the ordinances we don't want.
So where do we sit with this?
Kids are like.
Let's sit and wait and see what the state does.
Personally, I don't. I think it would be silly to do anything until we get
this. Is pretty much common sense. I don't know as if we want to wait until the state tells us how much different are they going to be from this.
But you don't know. Look how they are on bulk fuels. We have no say.
Yeah, they may take it and say.
They may take it and say these are the rules and that's it.
That's it. Yeah.
You live by it.
I don't think
it's going to stand anyway because
you know, every municipality I've been in tried to do a bulk fuel ordinance and you can't because the state controls it.
Yeah.
Okay, so
they may do that for this too.
And they might.
All right. What I would encourage everybody to do is read this example ordinance that we have, and then if that's the feeling of the planning commission, that we just send that to the supervisors saying. This is an acceptable ordinance, provided we're not told what to do by the state when it comes down the pipe. And then we're ready to.
Or make corrections.
Kick in gear then. But if they want to pass something, that's their business. We're just the recommending board, right? Does that make
I'm
sense?
Dulac.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I don't know. Bob, are the other two supervisors really have to tread on this?
Just the one that I know of.
Okay, then.
Yeah, no, that's why I put it on. It was asked of me to
Oh, okay.
So that's why I'm putting it on there, you know, I'm not, I have no control over what our decision is, I just, you know.
I didn't know that part.
Yeah, no, we were asked to try to stay out of the game. And is this, being there's money in this for everybody else, is this a is there a way that we can apply impact fees on this?
You can through the land development, depending on what they're doing. I think that's back to, we gotta see what the state passes to then dovetail our ordinance to what they say. Like, I'm with Bob, if they say everything's regulated by the state, we can't say, like, the towers, remember the towers when we tried to regulate?
Cell towers, yeah.
Cell towers, and the state came in and said, no.
Actually, FERC did that, right?
FERC did that?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did that, they also did that for the gas lines, remember?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, we didn't have any say whatsoever.
Yeah.
They basically just ignored every letter we sent them.
The only fight I had through that whole thing was getting people extra money if their properties were getting, like, made non-conforming from it.
Right, so again, I think we need to wait for them, and then we dovetail what we can do. Because right now, nobody has a license in this county to...
No.
Dispense marijuana, nobody's growing.
They put out grower applications, right, in the state, and then they never...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, it's not legal, so it's another thing.
They issued a couple of dispensaries, I don't know about growing, but I know they gave a couple of dispensaries.
I bet you there's some old growth stuff at Cliff Park.
Yeah.
I bet you that stuff's regrowing back on the hill. I'm sure there was some seeds left behind back there.
I still want the next one, marijuana discussion held, okay?
Yes, yes.
Same thing, discussion held.
I love it.
Because on discussion, I remember a lawyer that grew a lot of stuff down in the, his little development down there, remember our TD guy? He's still kicking. He's happy in California, I'll tell you that.
I remember my mother saying, "What the hell are leaves doing in my oven?"
You remember he had gold key? Ben had a gold key. He owned like 20 acres. Trust me, something was growing.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, there was a couple acre grow.
There was a time.
There was a couple acre grow up in the back of Cliff Park.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. there was back in the day. Yeah, what's his name?
Oh, okay.
He got arrested and everything.
Oh.
In the back of Cliff Park?
In the back of Cliff Park, yeah.
Not Brian.
So no, it wasn't the Buchanans.
The Buchanans.
It wasn't the Buchanans themselves.
The area's not.
It was up behind the horses, up on towards where the fall access is.
More of a distill for Harry.
Harry would have chemically enhanced it if he knew what was going on back there.
Yep. So, is there anything else for the good of the order, so to speak?
We have the comprehensive plan printed. Would you like to pick it up?
Everybody pick up your copies while
you're here. Sure, you don't have to print it.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so just in case.
So in reference to the, where is the letter from Jason today?
We just have it in case nobody printed.
When's he coming again?
There was a letter from Jason today.
Yeah, right. That's it. Yes,
okay.
Said he was coming next.
At the 15th.
But
we're not gonna. Yeah, he had the 15th in the letter. I didn't know what that was about.
I didn't understand the 15th. So Rachel responded to that and said we could have a she could be available.
Yeah. I'm just in case but Kevin didn't.
I don't know if that's appropriate.
Right.
Yeah. So when's he gonna come? He can't come next week. We're not here.
No.
Well, this is what they were suggesting. This is what they were suggesting to advertise a meeting for next week at 7:00. I think what we should do is just move this to our regular meeting.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, I agree.
When is that, by the way?
The fourth Tuesday, which would be...
I'll be back.
29
or something.
Okay.
Thanks.
Just
added it. No, I'll be back. I'm just
going to
wait.
26th.
I'm sure everybody's looking. Somebody's going to be here to it.
The 26th.
Yeah, that's fine.
There's a Monday.
Oh, I got the Monday. 27th, sorry.
Remember, he has meetings Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays.
Yeah. Okay.
I got four meetings a month. 27th it would be.
Yep.
All right. So please just contact Jason and the rest of the supervisors if that's acceptable to them. Now, the supervisors may want to do this at their next meeting.
No.
Without us, right?
No.
No?
No.
You sure, Bob? You sure?
At my end. Okay. I think it needs to be read and gone over and...
Okay.
No, okay, decide.
All right, so then contact Jason, tell him that we will definitely set aside whatever for...
27th.
The 27th. And is that going to be... We don't have to do the hearing, right? The supervisors have to do the hearing, correct?
The final hearing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we don't have to do a formal hearing.
No.
Okay, so the 27th, and then that would be able to schedule...
And we send it to them.
Right, then they'd be able to schedule their hearing for their first meeting in March that way.
Yep.
Right? That makes sense?
If that's what their decision is.
So you'll contact Jason tomorrow and make sure that he, and if there's any response about that or something that he didn't like.
I glanced through it, I mean, I spent a little time. I think he made all the corrections, didn't he, from when I started? Did anybody really see that?
I never got a chance.
We just got it today.
If you guys need a copy, you can just help yourself here.
We only got it today.
Yeah, I was looking
at it, though, I mean, like...
Spend more time behind the computer.
I want time to read it, though.
Yeah, remember when Rachel was saying about the typos and everything?
Yeah.
Yeah, that stuff, I think.
Yeah, this one came this morning, so...
Yeah, this just came.
Oh, yeah, no, I got...
So there wasn't time to...
Yeah, I got nothing.
Need one more?
Yeah.
The only comment that, Bob had a comment about the housing, right?
Yep. Did you want to discuss that?
Well, we should, you know, that's your major concern.
Well, I think it's a major concern for the fact that when we had the, focus group here, everybody was not in favor of it, let's put it that way.
Of what?
Affordable housing. And it's in here in about 15 different spots.
I thought we were changing it to workforce.
Well, workforce housing is another term for affordable housing, so. And when you look it up, even in the dictionary.
I think the perception's different.
I think
the perception's different.
They didn't want the affordable housing.
Pardon?
But the focus group that was here didn't want the affordable housing. I felt most of the planning board didn't want the affordable housing. And on page 44 in here, under the affordable housing, it says that Milford Township's going to make that their top priority. I got more important things I'd like to see done than that.
Well, he offered to come back for another meeting, so why don't you address it then?
Well, I just feel that we're here to represent the people of the township, and that's what they said in the focus group.
I don't remember setting it as its highest priority as being what we discussed.
I mean, if somebody wanted, in reality, if somebody wanted to come in and build affordable housing, we're not going to stop them.
Yeah, but I would still use the term workforce housing because I think that takes away your major concern. So then it's going to be a little
I just think it's a trick word to fool the public. That's my opinion.
But it's not. It is. It's a difference.
Well, why when I look it up, does it say another term for affordable housing?
Where'd you look that up?
I hear workforce.
Let me see if I can pull it up now.
Migrants.
That's what workforce means. Yeah, like
I would think
migratory workers and building workforce housing.
People think I'm deranged.
See, workforce housing, Mike, to me is like people that
the laborers
that can't afford a house.
Everybody,
try to do it.
As the following demographics demonstrate,
we still don't, that's not something that they want. It's affordable housing. If it's a worker who can't afford a house, you're making affordable housing for him. There's a reason Milford Township doesn't have affordable housing, because people are paying a lot of money to live here.
Yeah, but you, I.
It's true.
I think you're maybe overthinking this highest priority. The last paragraph is, as the following demographics demonstrate, there appears to be a lack of workforce housing for young adults and young entrepreneurs seeking to start families, careers, and businesses within the township. The planning board is placed taking action to support this cohort for the benefit and success of the township over the next decade as its highest priority. All you have to do is take "as its highest priority" out.
Yeah, that's what I was alluding to.
Just strike that.
Just strike that, and I think it becomes palatable. I agree. That's kind of what I said when I read it. I think that's very palatable.
I don't disagree. I'm with it.
Does that make more sense to Mr. DiLorenzo?
Yeah, it'll never make sense to me.
Well, you know.
He's looking up a third word for.
How about, can you accept the change? Or tolerate the change?
Well, if everybody votes yes, what does it matter to me?
Because we all try to work together.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we want unanimous. Yeah, we like unanimous.
We like unanimous. You know, it's like trying to get 9 judges to get together. We like to have unanimous.
Yeah, most of us agreed to it. You know, that's not.
There appears to be a lack of workforce housing. So that's, you know, we're not saying yes or no or whatever.
I'm not against it.
I think that was the reason. We went to workforce because it was more palatable.
He took out about the highest priority. It's taken out.
Yeah.
So it's being de-emphasized.
There ain't nobody going to build it anyways.
Decide what's being built.
My point.
I know, we
can't control it, so why are we going to try? By putting it in there.
Well, the argument from your one supervisor because it sometimes can help in grants.
I was just going to say, because it should be in there for grant, grant applications.
So
that was the biggest argument.
We want to go for grants to get affordable housing.
Well, no, you, and I understand her view on it is you may be able to get a grant for something else because you
offer
it, because it's in your, you know, purview. You know, you may be able to. You may be able to get the painted lines on 209 from PennDOT because of the verbiage in the comprehensive plan. I get that. You know what I'm saying? If that's something that it may not be related to the affordable housing, the workforce housing, but because it's in there, you can use that as leverage to get something that you would need. Again, I understand that.
And to be honest with you, Bob, I think it's worse if you don't have it at all.
Well,
you know, I just use that in there.
I think the bottom line is the economics is going to drive it. We're overthinking it.
That's. I don't know. I get told I'm overthinking a lot of things lately.
Discussed affordable housing. Okay.
I just felt
this meeting.
I represent the people. The people came in and said they don't want it.
That's what I want. Yeah,
that's my point.
I don't necessarily want it, but I'm just saying.
No, my point is, the people elected me to be a supervisor. They came in here and said they don't want it. I represent the people. That's where I'm going to be.
Okay.
Right.
Personally, I don't think it's prudent for somebody to build it because it's for the cost of it. They're not going to get the return on it. Which I even said, the only way you could really get affordable housing here, you'd have to make concessions on property size and size of houses, like salt boxes, and let them put 3 salt boxes where one big house would go, then a builder might do it. You know what I'm saying?
I get it. get it.
But then we would be making concessions on our zoning.
Right, yeah, and then, and now you're talking multifamily.
To change your zoning.
No.
Which is.
No, I'm saying that, that would be.
And now you're into multifamily, which is conditional use and a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So, you, you know.
Well, you also gotta look, you know, where does it go? Look at the one place in, Westfall where they advertised 55 and older and they built that place and then went and got it changed to anybody. So, you know, it's not always locked in when we finish.
Well, that's affordable housing. I mean, it's $1,250 to $1,750 a month.
Right. But it was supposed to be 55 and older, now it's anybody.
Well, they couldn't fill it.
Pretty simple economics study.
I know, but I'm just saying, it started out as.
They couldn't fill it, so they.
Senior housing ended up affordable housing.
Where's this?
Right.
Westfall.
Westfall.
Behind Hunt's Landing, or Best Western.
Oh, it's not 55 and older?
No.
No.
No, when you walk in, there's a big billboard that's, that says, you know, it gives a description of what they're, what they do. I was just down there.
Right. Well, I got enough work on the freaking map.
Yeah, you do. Why are you stirring
motion?
I just had to let him vent.
Let him vent him? All right.
All right. You done beating on us?
For now.
Until next time.
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
I'm awesome.
Yeah, right.
I'm just tired.